Previously on Algoa FM.
So, catching up with Pete Lincoln, who is the lead singer of Smokey. Smokey is coming to visit South Africa after a much postponed COVID times. Now they're coming, now they're not. Now they're coming, now they're not. Pete Lincoln, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're good. I must say, I think that Smokey holds a very special place in the heart of South African concert goers, probably because, you've already said in the press release, keep the braais and the red wine ready. We also don't mind the occasional swear words of one of your most iconic hits, plays neatly into our hands. But here's the thing. You are one of the newest members of the current Smokey lineup.
Yeah.
Tell us how that came about.
Well, I've been involved in my previous career is no secret. I've been involved in the music business for a long, long time. And also I've been friends with Smokey for a long, long time. In fact, I was first on the same, sharing the same bill with Smokey when I was part of Shakin' Stevens' band when I was just a youngster and in the early 90s. When Alan Barton was fronting the band back in those days. So we've known each other for years and shared many concert lineups, like I said. And when during lockdown, Mike Kraft decided it was time for him to retire, hang up his boots and seek out pastures green or whatever. And he, so obviously big boots to fill, but yeah. My name seemed to be first out of the hat because, the band wanted to continue. So then why should they stop? So, they asked me, and I was silly enough to say yes. I'm joking. But I said yes and to the task, and here we are, some 50, 60 shows later so far. It's still, the machine just keeps on rolling, you know, and as long as there's an appetite for it, I guess it will continue to do so.
Yeah, I was doing some maths, and I saw that you were about 10 when Smokey was originally formed. By that stage, had you picked up the guitar that you've never put down since?
Yeah, I had.
Right?
Yeah, when I was about 9 or 10, I picked up the guitar, and it was pretty much glued me from most of my teens and 20s, and, well, most of my life, in fact, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, I've been a passionate musician all my life, so... that's true enough. I was just a kid when the boys originally formed as Smokey in Bradford in those early days. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? How time flies.
Yeah, as you were saying, you've been in the music scene pretty much all your life, worked with Sir Cliff Richard, Tina Turner. You mentioned Shaking Stevens, and then even some of the newer acts like S Club 7. That's a huge variety, and it spans some of the most amazing periods in music.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate, you know, to have such a career. I've never become, you know, reached that sort of millionaire rock star status, if you like, but that's immaterial. You know, I've enjoyed my life immensely doing what I love. I mean, if you can make a living doing what you love, you're on a winner, you know, and, I have had and still am having a fantastic time doing what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, because as is pointed out, Smokey is not a lone star. Smokey is a group. Smokey is a sound. Smokey is a team.
Very much so. Very much so, yeah.
But you're in good hands because, I mean, if you consider that Martin and Steve have been there since the mid-80s, Mick's been there since the mid-90s, it's just you and Luke that are the more recent additions. So I suppose all you really had to do is become part of the team.
Yeah, become part of the team. I mean, obviously being a... fronting the band is a big responsibility, you know, got a lot of stuff to, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so, you know, when he comes to you, somebody says, okay, learn these 22 songs, and you think, oh, okay, you know, and you've got to punch that information into your brain a few times to make it stick, and it takes a group of, you know, a run of shows to get that, for that to become slick and second nature so that you don't have to think about what the next line of lyrics might be or what, you know, which song comes next or whatever. So it takes a while to bed it in, but it is bedded in now, good and proper, some 50, 60 shows down the line now with the band. And so I'm really enjoying that. As I said, we were all friends anyway, so it wasn't a case of having to fit in socially with the guys at all. We know each other so well. And as for Luke joining the band, with the sad passing of Terry, which was obviously a massive shock to us all. Such a lovely, sweet man, and he's sorely missed. But what an honour for Luke. I mean, and keeping it in the Smokey family, Luke being Martin's son, it just seemed to... Luke had stood in for Terry on previous occasions when Terry's health wasn't so good. And it just seemed to be a fitting, you know, a fitting thing to have Luke be Terry's replacement. And yes, he's a younger member of the band, but it seems to work. The chemistry works. It also gives the lady some younger eye candy to look at, you know.
in the style of Robert Palmer's later videos.
It's
four shows that South African audiences can take in when you come to visit us in just less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's short and sweet, but two of the shows are going to be great. We've put in a fourth show in Joburg at the Big Top Arena on the 18th of December, because the first one on the 17th was sold out. So four shows. It's a bit of a whistle stop tour. I wish we could stay longer, really. I could do with a couple of months in the sunshine, to be honest. anyway, it is what it is. It'll be great. It'll just be fantastic. I'm sure we're all going to have, both the audience and the band are going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it immensely.
Yeah. So what can we expect from a Smokey show in 2022?
Well, it's pretty much, you know, like a stick of rock, really, or what it says on the tin. You know, they'll get the songs that they love, for all this time, delivered with a passion and a humour from the stage by a group of guys who love doing what they do. You know, and that's I think you can't ask for more than that, really. And it's such a, I think it's also a massive release and relief for people to be able to experience live music again, having True. Had this bizarre period of pandemic and lockdown. So I'm sure the people are going to love it, because I mean, you know, Smokey is what it is, so that's what they're going to get. They're not going to get anything random or anything sort of anything left field. It's just going to be straight down the line Smokey all the way. So I'm sure they're going to love it.
Nice. So the next obvious question, I suppose, for long-standing fans and possibly even new fans, any plans to put this current lineup into a studio and do new material?
Well, yeah, someone asked me that the other day, and really, it's all about time, you know, because time is what it is. It marches on, and we are, because we're filling, the diary is filled with postponed gigs, and we're playing catch-up from all this COVID period, there just isn't time. You know, you need space and time and mental space and time as well to get into the right frame of mind. We can't come back from a tour tired and go straight into a studio and look at each other and say, well, let's write some songs and record something. It's just, you have to have that energy that goes with that. And at the moment, there isn't any space for it. But that is not to say, of course, that it won't happen at some point in the future when things settle down and the diary sort of gives us a little bit more breathing space.
Cool. Well, I think I can speak on behalf of those fans saying we would definitely look forward to that. But I suppose, as you say, it is live entertainment that we've missed. And Smokey, definitely one of the most iconic live acts that we've definitely missed. So I think South African audiences will be supporting you. And they can check out more on smokey.co.za. Pete, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We look forward to having you in the country.
My pleasure, Charles. I hope to... I'll do it when I'm over there, but it'd be nice to meet you if so. Yeah.
Cool. Stay well, and see you soon.
You okay, mate? Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.